Neil likes pubs. Reckons you can solve all life's problems over a pint. He gets that from his dad. Get that man within sniffing distance of a barrel and some pork scratchings, and it all comes tumbling out. But most I've ever heard him say to Neil's mum is, "Two sugars, love." I wouldn't want to ever get like that. I've got loads to say. If you stop talking, you might as well stop living. I mean, because it's the only sign that people know you're there. And if people don't know you're there, how do you know you're there? You'd start to think, is this like a figment of my imagination or what? Because no bugger's talking to me. And how do you know? And who do you ask? And if you do ask someone, what if they don't reply? That'd really hit a nerve. I think that's why I'm uncomfortable around deaf people. I'm worried I don't exist. I've watched you being offered the world on a plate, and all of it you've taken without a backwards glance. Lovers, sex, exotic sex probably, whatever that is, all tasted and discarded. You take it in your stride, these trips to Paris, these shoes from Milan, this bottle of wine and not that one, this man and not that one, this choosing and refusing. Well, I know different things. I know wanting and no choice. That counts too. It's not nothing. Excitement was a delivery of ornamental door knockers. You drink champagne because you feel like it. You buy things with plastic cards. I've wanted that. I've tasted bile in my mouth with wanting it. And you carry it so lightly. You're not even grateful.